pepper sauce. Didn't have as many spices and sauces as it do now, but we'd have ketchup and all kind of radishes and things like that.
The pepper sauce, by the way, would be kept in glass.
Little pepper sauce bottle with a little thing on top, you know, so you could shake the pepper sauce out. We'd use it on turnip greens, collards, and peas. By the way, do you like black-eyed peas? I have a little granddaughter that went to St. Louis when she was 7 years old, I believe. And she just kind of turned up her nose at peas until she ate some. And she said, "Nanny, these things are good."
They are delicious. In fact, my brother and his family have learned to love what with black-eyed peas, pepper. Well, I can see it, but I can't. It's a kind of jelly. I think it's made of pepper.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know how it's made, but it's it complements the peas. And it's, what is that called?
Well, I know what you're talking about.
It's thicker than a sauce.
Yeah, it's, it's left me now, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then turnip greens. Do you like turnip greens?
Yes, really develop a taste for those things. And, in fact, the vegetables at the Oxford Holiday Inn are
just
really excellent. Mm-hmm. They have all kinds of
vegetables
mm-hmm. like that, especially for lunch. Sometimes it's good to get away from meat, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes, it is, just
are interesting. When they smell something cooking, would they say, just smell that? Or how would they express that?
I don't know.
Would they say, taste of this, or smell of that? Or how would they say that?
Got me there.
What I'm wondering is, just smell that, or just smell that, or?
Oh, you're talking about when they smell something that smells good.
Yes. What would the expression be? Just
smell of that. How good it smells, and.
Mm-hmm. And the different parts of an egg, how.
The yolk and the whites.
Did people ever call the yolk anything else?
Yellow an egg.
And how about cracking an egg and letting the egg out of the shell into hot water? What was that called when you were, or what do you still call it?
Letting the shell.
Yes, you crack the shell, let the egg fall in hot water.
Oh, you poach the egg.
And that's always been called poached.
Poached egg.
Did you ever hear dropped eggs?
Hmm.
And